there is a disconnect between middle-class people who have normalized their middle-classness to the extent that they kind of think that everyone thinks the way they do. So that disconnect doesn't work well with people who are in poverty because they are living an American life that's way different than the middle-class life. And the same could be true of people who are wealthy. So in our work, and I work with the HA process, it's Dr. Payne's company, our way of approaching poverty is through the lens of economic class. There's lots of lenses. There is the lens of disability, and that's a really good way to look at it. Gender, age, ethnicity, race, those are all good lenses. But ours deals directly with issues of disparity in wealth and disparity in income and economic differences. And in the U.S. today, I mean, no one is surprised to know this now or to think about it, but we just have huge divide, and we experience America differently. So if the middle class, which runs all the organizations, all of our organizations run on middle class rules and norms, and they're great organizers. I mean, the middle class are just great at that. So they run the institutions, and then they make plans. And they make plans for people who aren't at the table. And the last group of people I think of that can be left out of planning without any kind of anyone raising an objection are people in poverty. So our argument is that we should have people in poverty at the table too, so they can help us past our normalized middle class mindset, so we can design programs more skillfully that actually meet them where they are, and they have a voice in planning, so things become more skillful. So that's the basic approach.